This is Radio Kate here at WOMAD 2011, and I've just been wandering along, and a lady all dressed in blue has just sprayed my feet with cold water, which is marvellous. But I'm going to let her tell you who she is and why she's just done that.
Hi, my name is Josie Gilday. I'm a nurse. I work for Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, and we're here to promote our NGO, really, just gaining awareness, letting people know who we need to come work for us, because we're not just doctors and we're not just nurses, we're logistics, epidemiologists, water and sanitation people, HR, finance, kind of everything under the sun, really.
And so for those who don't know, can you just give us a brief rundown of what Médecins Sans Frontières is?
Yeah, it's a non-governmental organisation that is completely kind of independent from any government or religious background. And basically we go to war-torn areas, areas where there's epidemics and natural disasters, and we help set up clinics, hospitals, we do water and sanitation in camps, and generally promoting health and kind of good well-being and providing them with what they need after these emergency situations. I was a nurse for 9 months in Haiti after the earthquake, and I set up and ran a pediatric hospital. We started off with about 50 beds and went up to 112. And so I was there during the Hurricane Thomas, the election trouble, and the cholera outbreak. So it was a really hectic 9 months, but really incredible, very rewarding.
So I mean, what was it like when you arrived there? I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the press about it, but when you sort of step off the plane and see it with your own eyes, I mean, what's that like?
Yeah, well, I mean, I arrived 3 months after the earthquake, and it was just still, you know, like just huge collapsed buildings that you just couldn't kind of comprehend. Like people would tell you, oh, that was four stories high or six stories high, and it was just kind of unbelievable. And seeing people, so many people walking around on crutches, you know, from having amputations. And then when I arrived, into an orthopaedic hospital, and there was just beds and beds of people with these external fixations. So they'd had fractures or broken bones, and they were trying to fix them and put them back into place. And I mean, MSF did amazing work from day one. They've been in Haiti for a very long time, looking after pregnant women with preeclampsia. And so they were on the ground straight after the earthquake. They started surgery on the street, and within 3 days they had these containers, just, you know, big shipping containers, and they converted them into surgical units because they were safe and people were happy to be inside them, and they gave them some kind of hygiene. But it was 32 degrees with seven people in a container and 70% humidity, but they managed to do 150 operations a day, so it was incredible.
That is really amazing. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it was incredible work. And then about 3 weeks after that, they got a huge inflatable hospital in, which did even more work. So yeah, and then we set up the paediatric hospital, and everything kind of started to all come together and just worked really well.
And so you were there for 9 months. Did you see, I mean, what was the change like over that period of time?
Well, unfortunately, from the construction and things, there wasn't a huge amount of change because they didn't have a government after the earthquake, so they were waiting on the elections to be able to kind of use all the money that was donated. But the people are just incredible. They do it all themselves, complete entrepreneurs. So they pretty much knocked down their houses, turned it back into gravel and sand, mixed the cement up again and started rebuilding. We had a camp of 15,000 displaced people outside the hospital, and you could get anything you wanted walking through that camp. It was just incredible. I could get my hair done, I could get my mobile phone fixed, I could get lunch, I could watch the football with a guy who had a solar panel. I could, you know, you could do anything. They just kind of pick themselves up, brush themselves down and carry on. They really are incredible people, the Haitians. Incredible.
Well, it must have been an incredible experience, but I mean, how did you get involved with Médecins Sans Frontières?
Well, I've known I wanted to work for them for quite a long time. When I went on my gap year, I was in Malawi, and I saw a lot of people affected by HIV. And so I was like, right, I've decided I'd like to be a nurse and study HIV. And then I found out about MSF, and they have certain kind of things you have to do, like 2 years nursing experience, a tropical nursing diploma. So I filled all the kind of tick boxes and then applied as soon as I could. So I've known them for a long time. But hopefully we're going to get lots of young people and more people interested in working for MSF at WOMAD. And I know that we already have a lot of supporters here, so we're really thankful for all of them for giving us lots of money.
Excellent. Well, if people do want to find out a bit more, can you give us a website or an email address that they could get in touch with? Just a website will do.
Yeah, it's www.msf.org.uk. So all the information's on there about all our projects. And you can find out about office work or field work or just how to donate.
And if you happen to be listening to this at WOMAD, you can find their little booth that's just to the left of the big red tent, which is in fact a big red tent. And you've actually got something quite interesting going on in one of your little tents over there, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a cholera treatment centre. So you can come and you can lay down on one of our cholera beds.
Hoping there's not an outbreak here.
We'll try not to get an outbreak in WOMAD. But yeah, you can lie down on one of our cholera beds and watch one of our iPad videos. Just about what we do, and there's lots of different countries, so Afghanistan, Haiti, Colombia, like all the different places we work. They're really short, so they're only 3 minutes, 40 seconds, and you can come and get a real insight of what we do.
And if you're very lucky, somebody will spray your feet with cooling water, and you can be rest and relaxed and ready for the rest of your day. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.